Hammer Time.
Good morning, Buffalo. It's Dominic Cortez, and Hammer Time Radio starts right here, right now. When you want the work done right, call Dominic Cortez. Call
Cortez, your man for home improvement. Leaking roof? Need new windows? Looking to remodel your kitchen or bath? You've come to the right place and the right time. Broadcasting on News Radio 930 WBEN since 1989, this is Hammer Time Radio. Now, your host, your man for home improvements, Dominic Cortez.
Good morning, homeowners, and welcome once again to Hammer Time Radio. It's Dominic Cortez in studio for you. 803-0930. Anything around the house that needs my attention, you give me a call this Saturday morning here on WBEN. Yes, Jerry. All right. 803-0930. That's the number for you to dial. Outside Buffalo, 1-800-616-WBEN. And you can always email me during the week, hammertime@cortez.net. And when you're on the Cortez website, you can check out everything we do, which includes our room additions, our beautiful Bella Kitchina custom kitchen cabinet line made for your indoor and outdoor kitchen, and that whole backyard getaway experience. Better living sunrooms, solar shades, retractable awnings, our small projects, all listed out on our website at cortez.net. And sure, you'll also see updates as to the status of construction at Cortez World Headquarters. And lots happened this week. Just to give you a quick update, the windows are all in, our Marvin Essential windows all installed. The roof now installed, and the brickwork around the exterior perimeter going in today. They were there this morning. 11 bricklayers were there working on the brick knee wall around the perimeter of the building. The curbing is in, and it's starting to look like a building, folks. So when you're driving by, toot your horn, 9074 Main Street in Clarence. It's between Sheridan and Chimerville. It's on the north side of Main Street. And it's about 3 miles or so from Transit Road. And you're about a mile from Harris Hill Road. And maybe a half a mile from Sheridan Drive, just to paint a picture as to where we are on Main Street in Clarence. So check it out and let us know what you think about World Headquarters going up right now. Everyone keeps asking me, when are you moving in? When are you moving in? Well, we think, I don't know, this is kind of a guess, but I will make that guess for you today. I think we'll be moving in March. And, you know, we're facing this distinct possibility that we might not have any home shows this year. Now, of course, the vaccine news announced yesterday, that might change that, and hopefully it will. So we're actually gearing up for the possibility that the home show may be at Cortez World Headquarters this coming spring, based on the conditions of our community with the pandemic. So anyway, that is in the works, and I'll keep you updated, of course, to let you know about the timing on the move. Yeah, we'll be vacating George Urban Boulevard if anybody's interested in renting an old construction company's office and showroom. 2300 George Urban, going to be going up for rent pretty soon as we orchestrate our move. We've got the showroom downstairs, about 1,200 square feet. The office is upstairs, another 1,500 square feet. And then we have our warehouse all soon to be available for rent. So if anybody's interested in a pretty good size footprint on George Urban Boulevard in Depew, yeah, we'd be interested in having you take a look at that. Pick up the phone this Saturday morning. We have an open phone line this week, 803-0930. I want to thank last week's guests, which included Dennis Mayer, David Greco, Tyler Samer, and our student from Potter Vocational. A great discussion we had regarding careers in carpentry. And, you know, whenever we have that discussion, it inspires me that there are some people that are focused on promoting careers in the trades. And I just wish school systems adopted the mindset and planted the seed somewhere in young students' minds that it's a distinct possibility for a viable career. They have a poster up in the wood shop at Potter Road Vocational that talks about how well you can do as a carpenter and how little you could accumulate in the form of debt. So, there's an inspiration in that fact alone. Anyway, 803-0930, that's 803-0930, outside Buffalo, 1-800-616-WBEN. Our text line is also 803-0930, our VW of OP text board. And looking forward to speaking to you on an open phone line this Saturday morning. Good morning from Dominic Ortiz. And before you pick up the hammer, before you pick up the drill, pick up the phone and give me a call. I'd love to talk to you. Before we talk to you, though, let's travel to Orchard Park and say good morning to our friend Samantha Gollenbeck. Sam is the manager of the Orchard Park branch of Lakeshore Bank. Good morning, Sam.
Good morning, Dominic. Thanks for having me on this morning.
It's always a pleasure. You did a great job on our television segment the other day.
Thank you. I'm looking forward to it airing.
Yep, we'll be announcing the play date for that when we know what it is. But Hammer Time TV Season 4 premieres on the first week in February. I believe it's the 7th of February. So stay tuned for more on that. But in the meantime, Lakeshore Bank continuing to offer the 2.5 fixed for 12 months home equity line of credit with no cost.
You got it. So now with the weather changing and the cold season approaching, those outdoor projects will be moving indoors. So if you're looking to do a kitchen renovation, a bath renovation, 2.5% line of credit with Lakeshore is a great financing option.
That's a great way of looking at a project is how much is it going to cost per month? So let's say it's a $100,000 renovation. And believe it or not, we've been doing a lot of those. It boils down to $650 a month. On a 15-year amortization.
Yep.
Becomes somewhat palatable when you look at it that way. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like a car payment.
Absolutely. We try to make it very affordable. And like you said before, there's no application fee, there's no closing costs, there's no annual fee. So it's a great product.
Okay. In addition to that great product, there are other great products we want to feature this Saturday morning on Hammer Time Radio, Sam, with your checking.
Yep. So with the line of credit, if you open up a Lakeshore Ultimate Checking Account for auto pay, after that introductory period of 12 months, we give you a rate discount when you set up auto pay. And not only do we offer a rate discount, our checking account products come with some traditional benefits such as online banking and mobile banking and bill pay. But we also offer some really great non-traditional benefits as far as cell phone protection, identity theft protection, roadside assistance.
Quite remarkable. A great package there, and it's all available with the checking accounts at Lakeshore Bank. And the phone number there at the Orchard Park branch, Sam?
674-2066.
You repeat that for us.
674-2066.
For 129 years, Lakeshore Bank, putting people first.
Get the benefit of Blue with Medicare Advantage plans from Blue Cross Blue Shield of Western New York. The benefit of affordable plans. Starting at just $0 a month, our PPO and HMO plans let you receive care nearly whenever, wherever, and however you may need it. The benefit of getting more. Every Blue Cross Blue Shield Medicare Advantage plan comes with our exclusive Blue Total Health package covering dental, vision, hearing, and more. The benefit of support. From our Blue Benefit Consultants to our exclusive Blue Concierge Service Team, you will have the support you deserve from trusted local experts. Get the benefit of the health plan that's close to home and can take you wherever you want to go. That's the benefit of Blue. Talk to a Blue Benefit Consultant or set up a meeting today. Call 1-844-391-SAVE. That's 1-844-391-7283. Blue Cross Blue Shield of Western New York is a Medicare Advantage plan with a Medicare contract, and enrollment depends on contract renewal. For accommodations of persons with special needs at meetings, call 1-800-248-9296.
David Bellavia here. You know, there was a time when everything was made in America, and sadly, when you walk into stores now, it's difficult to find any quality American-made products. Luckily for us, local business owner Mark Andel stepped up with the Made in America store. Mark's mission is to create American jobs, and his motto is, for country, for soldiers, future for the American worker and for our children's future. Today, you can shop over 9,000 100% American-made products at the Made in America store. Mark and his team work to ensure that the products he sells are totally American-made. Made in America store has great deals every day. On Thanksgiving Day, the Made in America store will be closed, but you can still be able to shop online. Support local, support our great country. Shop the original Made in America store on West Maple Court in Elma, at the McKinley Mall, or at their all-new store at 6041 Transit Road in Depew. You can even order everything online at madeinamericastore.com, because China is a long drive to work.
Total payment offer cannot exceed $1,000. Must mention ad to receive offer. Prior says excluded. Call for details.
The Pecoraro family from Riverfront Auto Sales are excited that Thanksgiving season is here, and they want to say thank you, Buffalo, for all the years of business with an offer you'll be thankful for. So if you're shopping for a vehicle right now, listen up, because owner Marty Sr. at Riverfront has a phenomenal offer. If you buy a vehicle from Riverfront by November 30th, they'll take care of your first three payments. You heard right. Buy from Riverfront now, and there are no payments till March of 2021. You can enjoy your turkey dinner with a beautiful pre-owned vehicle in your driveway, and peace of mind knowing you don't have a car payment till March of next year. There's no turkeying around at Riverfront. Again, buy at Riverfront, and Riverfront will say thank you, Buffalo, by taking care of your first three payments. Call to find more at 886-1626.
From Riverfront Auto Sales.
A lot of people said, Dominic, how did you go about deciding what window to use in the new building? I said, well, we didn't think too long about that. We just gave a phone call to my good friend Bill Horbit Sr. at Big L Windows and Doors. And I said, Billy, I need your help. What window do you think we should use? I mean, we got to buy a lot of them. And he goes, yep, I see that. I would recommend the essential window in the Marvin product line. And of course, we went with that. And we couldn't be happier. What a good-looking window that is. Wait till you see it, folks. As I say, drive by and check it out at 9074 Main Street, the essential window from Marvin. Also, we're getting the Therma-True doors from Marvin, from Big L, too, installed in the new building. Yep, Big L's been around for over 45 years, and Bill Horbit Sr., been there that long. We go back that far together, and I can tell you, folks, when you're looking for integrity, look no farther for windows and doors than Big L Windows and Doors. The winner of the Buffalo Niagara Business Ethics Award, along with us at Cortese Construction, the only two construction companies in the history of the award. So there's something to be said about integrity, isn't it? And, of course, you get that total trust guarantee from Big L. And when you ask Bill, how do you do it, Bill? He shrugs his shoulders and he say, just do the right thing. And that's what you get at Big L, the right thing. 2727 William Street in Chickawaga, 895-8484, BigLWindows.com. And always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Hammer Time.
10:20 is the time on WBEN. It's Dominic Cortese in studio for you with an open phone line at 803-0930. It's 803-0930. You can text me at the same number, 803-0930. Participate in the program like Frank is. Good morning, Frank. You're on WBEN.
Hi there. I'd like to ask a question about basement insulation.
Okay.
I moved into this house probably about 20, 25 years ago, and it's a balloon frame pre-1900 house.
Wow.
And I noticed that the floor, the ceiling in the basement, first off, it's got rock for the walls that's been cemented over. You can see where it's, you know, rough and smoothed over.
Okay.
And then the joists underneath or above my head in the basement,
right,
were not insulated and had pipes and wiring and everything. And so I took insulation and put it up in there. And then I was worried about the moisture in the basement rising up into the insulation and up into the house. So I put the insulation up with paper towards, you know, the top,
mm-hmm,
insulation towards the bottom, and then I put plastic over the entire ceiling.
Okay.
That was about 20, 25 years ago. I know that, you know, maybe I didn't do it right, but I know that I need to redo it. Proper way to redo it?
Okay. So you put it in the wrong place. Insulating the floor of the house would not be as effective as insulating the walls of the basement and at least the end of the joist as it sits on the foundation wall. That's the more effective place to really prevent the permeation of cold, not only into the basement, but as it would affect the living floor as well, the upstairs floor as well. So in that you're thinking of redoing it, let me ask you this. How much space is there at the end of the joist as it says the joist sits on the foundation wall?
Wall area and the concrete footer that it sits on top?
Yeah.
There's probably about a good 12 inches.
Yeah. So that is the most important, believe it or not, hands down, any place in the house. That is the number one most important place to insulate to reduce cold infiltration and keep the house feeling more comfortable and the basement more comfortable. So that's where I would put focus on. Now, you don't have to use fiberglass either. You can cut 2-inch styrofoam. Dow makes material that's dense foam. You can buy it at home centers. And you can cut it and tuck it right into those spaces. And you could even put a double layer on. It'll give you about an R18 if you do a double layer. It's R9 for each 2-inch. And you will be very impressed at how effective that is.
Okay. Now, the height from the footer to the joist and all that room that I've got to work with is not 12 inches. It's 12 inches wide. But height-wise, we're talking over where all that is and the wires and the pipes and everything, we're talking probably about 6 inches.
Yeah.
If that.
And okay.
What a nightmare cutting and fitting.
Yeah, you have a lot of, you say you have a lot of wires and pipes to have to work around?
Yeah.
Yeah, that is a challenge. Another way of dealing with that is with spray foam. So spray foam actually, in your case, may be a little bit easier to manage because you could spray that into those cavities and not have to worry about cutting around, you know, pipes and wires.
Okay, so I'm assuming that I can rent some kind of commercial.
Yeah, you can buy, kits that'll do a certain volume of square footage, again, at the home centers. Be sure to read all the instructions. There's a couple tricks to the trade on that, you know, as far as doing it properly. And that is probably the better advice in your case than trying to cut in the foam. Now, in some areas where it's open space and open cavity,
wires,
you know, you could maybe use the foam there, the styrofoam there.
Well, the reason I worry about spray foam is removal if I need to work on it.
Yeah. So, ideally, I would agree that I don't like to have wires go through spray foam. I would think maybe, you know, that you might want to identify what these wires are and see if by chance, you know, usually, I will say this, Frank, usually we don't see wires running in this space that I'm talking about. So I'm wondering, what are these wires for? Do you know?
Offhand, no, I don't, but it's a combination of cloth and cable and...
Yeah, no, okay. If you have any knob and tube still in the house, you may want to be looking at dealing with that too. Have you updated the electric?
Yeah, I've got no knob and tube.
Okay, good. So with that said, I would say, you know, even if you can move the wires enough away from the outside of the house to spray in at least behind the wires, you know, I'd be happy with that rather than entrap the wires in the spray foam. But the point is, that is the number one place to focus on reducing heat loss or preventing cold infiltration, more importantly than reducing heat loss.
I thought there was supposed to be ventilation for that type of procedure, that type of scenario.
No. Spray foam is inert. It needs no ventilation at all, which is one of its attributes. Ideally, you know, in a cathedral roof line, where you have the inability to really promote proper air flow, that is the insulation of choice. Now, it's more expensive, you know, when you could do a comparison to it, to conventional insulation. For example, we initially were going to spray foam the whole building. And, you know, someone along the way said, you know, why don't we get a price on fiberglass? because it's new construction. The savings was, I mean, for the whole building, the savings was unbelievable. It's like $20,000. So it is more expensive. Now, in a small spot case, you know, like we're talking with you, I wouldn't be too consumed by the cost because the benefit is certainly there.
Right. And as far as the outside circumference of the basement at the ceiling area, basement windows, I don't use them anymore, but I worry about, you know, any kind of fire and ventilation and fire response kind of thing because it's an old building. I don't want to plug those windows up.
Well, basement windows, you know, are really only there for light. You don't really get a good benefit from them for any other reason. In fact, most people now find it very desirable to just go with glass block windows in their basement window openings and then perhaps put a louver in to let some air in. Now, in your case, with higher moisture levels, opening those windows could be effective to promote air current and reduce moisture buildup by simply promoting an air current. Do you run a dehumidifier or do you open the windows?
I have to run a dehumidifier because the first 2 or 3 years, my furnace, the motherboard, literally rusted out from
sure.
all the humidity.
I believe that. Mm-hmm.
And I had to actually get a new furnace.
So
one of the energy efficient ventilated ones kind of thing.
But yeah. A couple of things that also may be worth pursuing in your case with high moisture levels. Dehumidification is probably unavoidable, but it's probably your dehumidifier is probably working pretty hard. So you want to make sure you have a high capacity dehumidifier. And I do recommend that you talk to my friends at Indoor Air Professionals for that. They have a whole house size that will outperform the fire starters that you buy at the home centers. Also, to reduce the workload of the dehumidifier, you may want to consider doing an application of dry lock to the stone walls. Now, this is a very effective process. This will help you reduce that moisture level dramatically. A couple things to keep in mind when you're doing that. You want to acid etch first. That'll neutralize the acidic level of the stone and allow for more tooth. And then you'll be able to apply the dry lock product, which is a barrier product that'll help retard the moisture from coming into the basement through the stone. So that is probably worth pursuing as well. I think that coupled with either the spray foam or the styrofoam is going to really help you improve the conditions in your basement.
When I moved in, they had done the concrete over top of the rock wall.
Okay.
And they had painted it. I can't tell if it's dry lock or not, but I don't get a lot of moisture on the walls at all.
But if you have a high moisture level, it's coming in some way. And my guess is it's coming through the walls. Now, it might be coming up from the floor, too. If you have time and you'd like to hang on, we can talk about this more. But it is the bottom of the hour, and it's time for the top of the news. Michael Baggerman standing by with the latest from the WBN Newsroom. Good morning, Mike.
From the WBEN Newsroom, I'm Mike Baggerman. Here's your top local stories for this Saturday, November 14th. Governor Andrew Cuomo appearing on CNN and said this in response to the president's plan to withhold the coronavirus vaccine from the state due to New York's questioning of the virus's effectiveness.
Yeah, well, first of all, luckily he won't be here, right? But look, what the president says is just untrue. We trust the drug companies. Pfizer is a great New York company, actually. Regeneron is a great New York company. What the American people don't trust is President Trump.
Cuomo said the state health experts will review the vaccine simultaneously with the FDA and not after the vaccine has already been approved, meaning distribution should be the same for New York as every other state. In Buffalo, a unified front of elected officials are pleading for the public to take coronavirus seriously. Erie County Executive Mark Polenkar is among the local and state officials at Jacobs School of Medicine yesterday.
People are dying of COVID-19 in our community. As the chart knows, it was noted by Dean Kane, there were some weeks in which we'd most have one death. And unfortunately, that is not the case anymore. We've seen numerous deaths.
Finally, cashless tolling took effect overnight along the entire thruway system. The steel gantry will either scan your EZ-Pass or take a photo of your license plate as you're driving and mail you a bill. Next up for the Thruway Authority is to take down the toll booths. Your WBEN First Alert forecast for today, it's going to be chilly with some clouds and sun, a high of just 45 today. Tomorrow, wind, and lots of it in the forecast. There's a high wind watch that takes effect tomorrow morning from 6 o'clock through the evening. This impacts Niagara, Erie, Orleans, and Chautauqua counties. 60-mile-per-hour wind gusts are also in the forecast, a high of 55 tomorrow. And on Monday, we'll have temperatures steady in the 40s. It'll be windy and wet, and some rain changing into snow. More top stories at WBEN.com. From the WBEN Newsroom, I'm Mike Baggerman.
For over 28 years, Indoor Air Professionals has been combating the unseen enemy through the most thorough duct cleaning on the planet. Medical-grade air purifiers, mold remediation, Canberra gel, spray, soap, and other products, and now the Canberra Fogging Service. Of course, the patented column duct cleaning service is their banner product, and that, of course, blasts all the gunk off the sidewalls of your ductwork. And with negative pressure, they suck it all out and leave you with the fresh scent of Canberra gel. Overall, health and wellness is what it's all about at Indoor Air Professionals, leaving you breathing clean air. And in today's day, that's certainly most important. Peter Gordon joins us on the live line. Good morning, Mr. Gordon.
Good morning, Dominic. Yeah, so, it's amazing because this. We all know is what we do through a thorough duct cleaning and with our medical-grade air purifiers, we're reducing the airborne particles tremendously, and the particles are transport vehicles for any virus, bacteria, or mold. And once again, the medical-grade air purifiers are killing 12 times smaller virus particles than the coronavirus. There's nothing like it on the planet, as you know. They are 40 times more efficient than HEPA filters, which are the standard for portable air purifiers. Mm-hmm. I wish I could get through to the governor so that the places that have the right air purifier that we have know that people could be safer in there.
Did you say get through to the governor?
I know. It's pathetic when I heard him on the news. I'm, you know.
Hey, the caller on hold right now before the news break has a high moisture level in his basement. We're talking about putting up moisture barriers with dry lock on the masonry surface, but I also suggested that he give you a call to perhaps purchase a high capacity dehumidifier.
Yeah, well, that, you know, and that's so funny because my wife said she heard a discussion amongst health professionals that said, same thing, and we've known this for a year. Once again, when we do a particle test, this is important to mention, we usually see anywhere from 100,000 to 500,000 ultrafine particles in the meter, and when we hold it over the medical-grade air purifier, it goes down to zero in 10 seconds. But we also know when the humidity's high, that 500,000 can jump to 1,000,000. So by proper high-capacity dehumidification, per se, mm-hmm. we can provide, you lower the particles once again, and it's better, you know, in terms of prevention of spreading.
So are you theorizing that drier air actually could be healthier for that reason?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
We can measure it mm-hmm. you know, with the particles.
Okay. 683-3000, that's the number that you're going to get ready to call Peter Gordon with the extra special Hammer Time Radio only discount, and that is?
Okay, so first of all, we have Dave Guetti answering the phones today, and if I have to, I'll back him up later this afternoon. Our phones go until 3:30. And so we have, of course, on the products, let's the medical-grade air purifiers, both in-line and portables, $300 off. The high-capacity dehumidifier, $300 off. And duct cleaning for a first-time customer, $35 off. However, there's 53,000 people out there that have used our service before over the past 29 years, and they get $55 off.
Wow.
But we're scheduling out to mid-December, so don't wait any longer if you want to get this done before you're sitting around your Christmas tree.
683-3000. 683-3000. You heard Peter. Extra special discounts only for you and only today. Got IAP? Get it today.
Breathe easier.
Breathe easier.
With Indoor Air Professionals.
For every breath you take.
Hammer time.
10:37 is the time on WBEN. Good morning from Dominic Cortez. My phone number, 803-0930. Before the news break, we were chatting with Frank in Holland about the conditions in his basement, in that it's an older stone basement, looking to improve the temperature of the basement along with the temperature, the comfort level of the house floor. And then we got into a discussion about moisture, and I suggested not only the dehumidifier that we just spoke to Peter about, but also the idea of adding dry lock to the sidewalls of the basement to help keep that moisture transfer from occurring. So with that in mind, you said that the walls were coated, correct, Frank?
Yeah, they had been cemented over to cover the rock, and then they had been painted. I don't know if that was dry lock paint or not. It was 20-some-odd years ago, so I imagine not. And my question while I over the break I was thinking about is, should I remove or acid clean that and then dry lock it?
Well, I guess the question is that we won't be able to really get an answer to is what that is. It may be just, you know, a cementitious coating, and then it may have been just whitewashed. So, you know, acid etching that, however, and then dry locking over that, assuming it's in nice, tight condition, would definitely be something worth doing.
I'm thinking it is, except that it's not a smooth finish. I mean, it's a coarse cover over the walls, so...
Yeah, not a problem with that. I think that the dry lock will still perform quite well, regardless of the finish level. So yes, I would definitely pursue that idea as well as the other ideas we've talked. Is it a concrete floor in the basement?
It is, and that is actually has been redone.
Okay.
That is a smooth floor.
Good.
So I would probably dry lock that as well, since I've got the sump pump and the well.
You wouldn't dry lock the floor. You would use a concrete paint, deck paint, which will give you the ability to walk on it. It's an epoxy kind of finish then you'd be putting on the floor. Does the basement have a sump system?
It does. It has the well,
great.
And it has the sump that's working well, and it has a basement Bilco door.
Great. Great. Well, I think you're headed in the right direction. I think a combination of everything we just discussed is going to really improve the conditions in the basement. Top of the list, I think, is going to be the application of the dry lock, and then increased dehumidification, and then the added bonus, the warmer floor and warmer basement with the insulation we talked about.
And then removing the plastic and the insulation in the center.
Yeah.
The circumference.
Right. That's doing you no good. In fact, that may even be holding moisture and maybe even conspiring to a level of higher mildew and mustiness.
Okay. Well, thank you, sir.
Yeah. I appreciate your call, Frank. Frank's line is now free at 803-0930 as we travel now to Hamburg and chat with Dolores. Good morning, Dolores. You are on WBEN.
Good morning, Donald. Thank you. Thank you again.
Okay.
I'm saying Donald instead of Dominic. I'm sorry. I have a brother, Donald.
Oh, no problem. Close enough.
I apologize. The question, and then very quickly, I have a second statement, if I may.
Sure.
The first one is, do you remember the drywall and the flooring that was from China that was toxic?
Yes.
Are people still getting burned, and how can you tell that you're not using that drywall or not using that flooring?
Well, thank God the U.S. government, in all their infinite wisdom, realized that importing the sulfur-manufactured Chinese drywall was a mistake, and that's been stopped. We're no longer seeing any Chinese drywall come in to this country. It was made with sulfur and not gypsum, and the sulfur held moisture and would rot out, and it actually smelled like sulfur does. So that's one product, thankfully, we don't need to worry about. However, there are countless products that still have a Chinese component to them, whether they're 100% manufactured there or partially manufactured there. For example, wood flooring might even say made in the U.S. However, it was dried in China. And the reason they do that is because the drying process in China allows them to use formaldehyde. So now we have formaldehyde-laden wood, which will outgas once it's installed in your home. This is a real travesty, Dolores, that we're living in a country that allows this kind of ill effect to our health right under our nose, and nobody's doing anything about it.
The reason I'm asking is a friend of mine had Parkinson's and got both errors, drywall plus the floor.
Mm-hmm.
God rest her soul, she died, but
yeah.
She was so sick and could not get any result.
I don't know whether I could draw in that I'm certainly not a doctor. I've been called a house doctor, but I am not a medical doctor. I can't draw any parallels to... I can't draw any parallels to any ill health that might befall you, but just the whole idea that we're deceived as a buying public in what we buy, and we think it's American, or we don't know where it comes from, which is actually the bigger issue right now, is there's so many products that is really nondescript as to where they are truly originating from. That is really wrong. I think any product that's sold should be declared as to where it's manufactured, and you should have the ability to decide whether you want that product in your home or not.
I agree with you. And then there was something that I wanted to say to Frank, if I may, personally.
Of course.
You have assisted with my son, and I've just called you regarding young people. But, Frank, if you have a problem, my recommendation is I have had Dominic Cortese and his people do things. It's worth your time. It's worth your money. And it will be done impeccably correctly.
Dolores, my gosh. Thank you.
I'm saying.
You're sweet.
You're held in the highest regard, and
well,
I hope.
Thank you, dear.
We'll call in, and you took a lot of time, and if he's a do-it-yourselfer, he's not going to do it correctly because there are so many inside secrets. Hire Dominic Cortese crew.
Checks in the mail, Dolores.
No, not at all. Thank you for what you did.
Okay.
Relative to my family.
Well, I'm glad we were able to help you, and thank you for your kind words. And yes, I do want to continue the tirade of promoting what Dolores just brought up about Chinese product. I think everyone should be well aware of this, and I would almost say that I would caution everybody to be on the side of assuming that most everything we buy has a Chinese component to it. For example, we talked often about the humidifiers. They're still made there. Now, they've fixed some of the issues that prompted them to instantaneously combust, but they're still Chinese, and we're still buying them, and, you know, we're putting up with that. And the whole issue of the sub-quality, that's one issue. The ill health that could befall us is another. And then promoting the Chinese economy. Yeah, do you really want to be doing that? So there is a lot of things that we need to fix in our trade imbalance, and this is one of them. I was 100% inspired by President Trump in his move to shut down on our reliance on the Chinese economy. Unfortunately, it's still a factor, and I think it will be, in this upcoming years with the new administration. Be that as it may, you should be aware Chinese products are definitely a factor, and it's important to know what you're buying. Formaldehyde in wood, still an issue. You're buying wood, you should know if it was dried in China, because it's going to have formaldehyde in it if it does. 803-0930. Good morning from Dominic Cortese. This is Hammer Time Radio on WBEN.
Bob Cortese, your man for home improvement.
Each and every Saturday morning, we get a chance to highlight and give you the heads up as to all of our Hammer Time partners. And, of course, one of them is Ava Roofing. It's Dominic Cortese here. And you can call me crazy, but I like it when things are done right. The bigger the job, the more important it is to choose the company who does excellent work. So when everyone says to me, Dominic, who do you recommend for roofs? I say, call the people that fix roofs right. Call Ava Roofing. Now, when you call Ava, you get superior service and value because Ava's focus is on doing great work. That includes having an expert foreman on every job to ensure the job is done right. And if you call Ava today, you'll get an on-the-spot written estimate and project drawing. There's no reason to get stressed out about your roof, folks. Trust Ava's clean, prompt service. For roof replacement or repair, call 990-4793. That's 990-4793. You'll get a free estimate. AvaRoofing.com. Ava Roofing, because every dollar saved counts. And always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
When we lose a loved one, it's the memories that sustain us. At the Stone Art Memorial Company, we preserve those memories, ensuring that our loved ones are never forgotten. That's what we've been doing for more than 160 years. Family-owned and operated, Stone Art is Western New York's largest memorial company and the exclusive provider of the world's finest Rock of Ages granite memorials. American-made and guaranteed forever. Inspired by your memories, our skilled craftsmen would be honored to tell your family's story so that it will be preserved for generations to come. Stone Art's experienced, knowledgeable team will help you through the process, from design to installation, to ensure your memorial is a fitting tribute, one that will stand the test of time. With two convenient locations, you can reach us at 824-9278 or find us on the web at stoneartmemorial.com. The Stone Art Memorial Company, preserving memories.
Are you looking for style, selection, and unsurpassed comfort? Then sit back and relax on a reclining sofa from Calvin's Furniture and Leather Gallery. Calvin's Reclining Furniture has the true comfort, value, and fashion that you expect and deserve. And at Calvin's, we know that comfort is the greatest luxury of all. Top quality reclining furniture manufacturers like American-made Bradington Young, Palliser, and Flexsteel. Come relax and recline on our large selection of reclining furniture in hundreds of fabrics and leathers. Get special financing and stop in and see our best selection of reclining furniture right now at Calvin's Furniture and Calvin's Leather Gallery. Still discounting for nearly 70 years.
With Calvin's Furniture, we'll make your house a home.
Transit near Maple in Williamsville.
The holidays may look a little different this year, but nothing can stop the magic of Christmas. Starting Monday, November 16th, join us for Radio.com's Holiday Toys for Girls and Boys Toy Drive, a completely virtual event to benefit families in our local community. Whether it's a stuffed animal or a brand new bike, your virtual donations will be turned into physical toys under a family's tree on Christmas morning, bringing a smile to a less fortunate child this holiday. Mark your calendars for Monday, November 16th, presented by Molina Healthcare for the care you need close to home. Lean on Molina.
2020 has been an unusual year. Every day brings just a little more uncertainty. Need to take a break? Turn on Star 102.5 for non-stop Christmas music 24/7. For 20 years, Star 102.5 has been Buffalo's Christmas station. Tell your friends and your family that Buffalo's Christmas music station is back.
It's the most wonderful time.
It's Star 102.5.
Cortese, your man for home improvement.
Everything for your garage in three easy steps. Step one, how about a new garage door for my friends at Gorilla Garage Gear? Increase your home's curb appeal, save energy, and keep your family safe. Step two, how about a new Gorilla Garage floor like I have? Beautiful floor options, flooring options that last a lifetime. They add to the beauty and aesthetics of your garage, often the primary entry point into your home. Step three, how about organizing your garage? Yeah, I think we all are guilty of having too much stuff in our garage. Well, Gorilla can help with that too, with organizing equipment and cabinetry, places to hang all your tools. Best of all, right now, folks, you'll save money. With a new garage door, you'll save $100. If you buy a new garage door and get a new garage floor, how about $300? And if you do all three, new door, new floor, and store, you'll save $500. That's right. Buy all three, new garage door, new Gorilla garage floor, and organize your garage with new storage equipment, and you'll save $500. It pays to listen to Hammer Time Radio, 715-6927. That's 715-6927. Online, GorillaGarageGear.com. Go, go, Gorilla. And always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Hammer Time.
Time on the radio is 10:52. Good morning from Dominic Cortez. And if you want to talk about increasing the value of your home, more than likely a bath renovation is in your future. It's Dominic Cortez here, and people love the look of a newly remodeled and modern bathroom. And the surefire sign of quality is a beautiful glass enclosure around your shower or bathtub from my friends at Twin City Glass. For over 50 years, the Weinholz family at Twin City has been in the business of creating elegant, high-quality glass for your bathroom. You might not think that there are many options when it comes to glass, but trust me, there are. And only Twin City has a life-size showroom for you to explore and discover the ideal glass for you. Now make sure you look at Basco, shower doors of elegance, in a wide array of hardware, loads of different styles and colors. Add value to your bathroom. Make a lasting impression. Call Twin City Glass, 694-3300. That's 694-3300. Stop in. They're located in Wiltshire Park. Be sure to tell them that Dominic sent you. And by the way, if you're interested in COVID glass, they've got it, and they've got it on sale for you. 3 foot by 2 foot, with or without a pass-through. Special price, $120, with an additional $40 for the pass-through. Tell Mark I told you about those great prices, 694-3300. And always remember, buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner. And we are back. Good morning from Dominic Cortez. A couple of minutes till top of the hour and news time, and plenty of time yet for you to participate in the program. If you'd like to squeeze in a question, 803-0930. That's 803-0930. Outside Buffalo, 1-800-616-WBEN. Our text number is now the same as our call-in number, 803-0930. A texter writes, "Hi, what's the address on George Urban for the Cortez building that's going up for rent? It's 2300. It's on the corner of George Urban and Sable Palm." Again, we've got the showroom downstairs, the offices upstairs, and the warehouse all becoming available soon. I never thought I'd be talking about a move this big, especially at this stage in my life. But, you know, with the kids and the business going in a new direction with planning for their future, we had to agree to it was a good move to for us, and I'm excited about it. Hey, have you seen how difficult it is to buy some things right now? Like, for example, washers and dryers and freezers. And it all is due to that pause that occurred in manufacturing when factories shut down. The pause has rippled and caused supply chain delays that still are affecting retailers today. You could expect that if you're looking to buy a washer or dryer right now, that you may not be able to actually get it until the middle of next year. What? Yeah, it's unbelievable. Freezers are also outpacing their supply. People are in this mindset of stocking up. So freezers also very hard to get. A lot of manufacturers that we know of, like, for example, Marvin, did not shut down. And therefore, their supply chain has remained somewhat fluid. Other window brands have shut down, and we're having terrible problems with those brands. Some siding manufacturers also shut down. Very difficult to get those brands. In fact, we had to change our selection for the building because of this. We were going to use a certain brand, and it's not available for as much as 3 to 4 months. So, yeah, it's a real issue. But right now, washers and dryers, appliances, one of the many consumer items in short supply due to the coronavirus pandemic. Industry experts say back orders remain high after manufacturing plants experienced shutdowns both in the U.S. and abroad. Increased demand and production slowdowns also resulted in 6 to 8 week delays in some products. Production slowdowns? Yeah, well, because, you know, with the COVID mandates and the social distancing, the spacing of employees, all of that is impacting productivity and the ability to pump out at a certain rate per day. 1,000 dishwashers are usually what a factory can produce per day. Well, that's down to about $200 a day in some cases. So you can see how that would affect the supply chain as well, and also affecting the cost. Have you noticed everything is getting a little bit more expensive too because of the availability issue? So yeah, if you're in the market for a washer and dryer, either plan ahead or realize that if you buy one now, you're going to be waiting a while for it. A texter writes, how can we tell if it's been dried in China when it's labeled an American wood? Excellent question. And I don't have an answer. I do know that you could do a little research on the brand of flooring that you're thinking of and seeing if they, you know, this might take a little in-depth Googling to find out as to where their wood is dried. I also know that California now has a mandate that it be disclaimed that anything that comes from China will have formaldehyde, and that is a risk, and it actually has to be placed on their product packaging. So it's almost like a, you know, warning on the cigarette box now, the same kind of thing on any flooring. But as far as actually being definitive about knowing that it's been dried in China, I have no way of verifying how to do that. If anybody can help us with that would be great. We should talk to Mark Andel about that from Made in America store. You know, he does a process where he double certifies that a product is American before he allows it into a store. And I give Mark a lot of credit for, you know, being brave enough to start a product line that's all made in America, because, you know, when he started the stores, the whole theory was that anything made in America was going to cost more. And I think we're all beyond that, aren't we? As a society, I think we're actually probably more willing to pay more to support an American job and to know that we're not putting ourselves at risk by possibly contaminating our family or risking injury from a Chinese product. So knowing where a product comes from is a big question right now, and I wish we could figure out how to get our arms around the answer to that. But we'll continue to try to figure that out and bring you information here whenever we can on WBEN about that topic and anything around the house. I want to wish everybody a great weekend. Go Bills tomorrow. Thank you, Jerry Craig, for an excellent job as usual. Look forward to seeing everyone next Saturday, same time, same place, same station where we've been since 1989. Hammer Time TV debuts in February, so get ready for that. More on that as we get closer. Check out the building, 9074 Main Street, and in the meantime, have a great week. And remember, life may be hard by the yard, but by the inch, it's a cinch.
WBEN Buffalo, WKSE HD3 Niagara Falls, a radio.com station.